right, my friends. Well, it is now time to break open God's Word in the Psalms, in this Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth with your host, dear Deacon Harold Bergson. So this is the segment where we break open God's words in the Psalms that we hear at every Mass to connect you more closely with what God is saying to us through this book of sung praises, and the Sefer Telachim, the book of sung praises, or the Jewish Psalter. And as usual, I'm using the Revised Grail Psalms, right? Liturgical Psalter, approved for use in the church. Today, we're looking at another long psalm. We're not going to get through all of it today, but we're going to try to do the first 8 verses of this psalm, Psalm 89. So Psalm 89 is the last book in book 4 of the Psalms. It's the last psalm in the book, that means at the end of the psalm, again, which we're not going to get to today, it has a doxology, right? So each of the psalms at the end of the books, Psalm 41, Psalm 72, Psalm 89, the one we're looking today, Psalm 106, and then Psalm 150 all have these doxologies. So Psalm 89 was written by one of the Ezraites. So Ezraites were a clan within the tribe of Levi, right? So David ordered the chief Levites to appoint men to serve to be the leaders and superintendents of the musical guild of the Jewish temple. And so there's a list of all those guys, 1 Chronicles 15, 16 to 22. One of them is an Ezraite named Ethan or Etan. That translates to Ethan or Nathan. His name in Hebrew means firm or lasting, solid, permanent. And he's the son of Cushaya, right? The son of Cushaya. This psalm is attributed to him. Now, the prescript of the psalm is very simple. It's the entire first verse. A maskil, okay, so maskil means, well, today it means enlightened one or scholar. But again, some of these Hebrew words that are used in the prescripts, we don't know what they meant at the time that these psalms were written. It says, a maskil for Ethan the Ezraite. Okay, for Ethan the Ezraite. All right. It starts off in verse 2. I will sing forever of your mercies, O Lord. Now, the previous translation of the Grail Psalm said, I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. But the Jewish word there is hesed, which means merciful love. So when this version was translated, instead of putting love, they put mercies, or sometimes they'll put merciful love or mercies, but know that it's the merciful love of God, right? So I will sing forever of your merciful love, of your mercies, O Lord. Through all ages, my mouth will proclaim your fidelity. All right? I think the word truth was used in the previous version of the psalm. So I love the way this starts off. Forever, I'm going to sing of the Lord's merciful love through all ages, right? So belief in God, you know, started at the beginning of our creation and continues until Christ comes back to claim his kingdom at the end of time, because he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And our job in honoring God is to worship him, right? The way we bless the Lord is by becoming the person who God created us to be. Because remember, first and foremost, above everything, is God seeking with us and us with God. Right, it's a mutual exchange of intimate, personal, loving, and life-giving communion. That's what our faith is about. Yes, there's rules and commandments and moral codes and dogmas and catechisms, but they're all there to support the very foundation of what our relationship with God is supposed to be. It's not about all the rules and all those things which are important, but at its very heart and soul, intimate, personal, loving, and life-giving communion. It's a joyful relationship of intimacy with God. And this psalm, the Psalm 89, speaks to that right from the beginning. The singing and the praising of God is the way we thank him for all of his gifts to us. Right? Because think, what can we beings created in the image and likeness of God, his creatures, what can we ever give back to God? Right? That, I mean, he gives us everything. What can we give back to him? Our worship, our hearts, our lives. We give that to the Lord, right? I have declared your mercy is established forever. Your fidelity or your truth stands firm as the heavens, right? So this is establishing the eternal relationship, because the relationship with God just doesn't happen here on earth. We're living here on earth anticipating that relationship to come to its fullness in heaven, where we share life with God forever. So this psalm is a beautiful anticipation of the heavenly relationship, the heavenly Jerusalem, Zion, if you will, that heavenly relationship with the Lord. We will share love and life with him forever, face to face. No more barriers, no more sin, no more pride, nothing blocking us from our hearts, intimately connected forever with the heart and the love of God. Love it. Verse 4. With my chosen one. So now they're speaking as if God is speaking. Okay. So they're speaking as if God is speaking. So God, the way Eitan interprets this, God is saying, with my chosen one, I have made a covenant. Who's the chosen one? I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your descendants forever and set up your throne through all ages. Right? So Eitan here is establishing the fact that God is establishing a covenant through David. And now, we know that God has tried to establish six covenants in the Old Testament, right? The Adamic covenant, the covenant with Adam, the covenant with Moses, the covenant with Abraham, the covenant with David, the covenant with Jeremiah, right? So God tried to establish all these covenants, but it didn't work. So ultimately, he had to send his son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose term, one of his official titles is what? Son of David, right? Son of David, the shepherd, right? The is considered to be the greatest king in the history of Israel. Acts of the Apostles said he's a man after God's own heart. So David's so great, they said that his kingdom will last through all ages. Wait a minute, we're not living in a Davidic covenant kingdom right now. Ah, but through his descendant, Jesus. And we see this also in Matthew's genealogy, right? The first chapter of Matthew's gospel, Matthew starts off the whole thing with this long genealogy, right? 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 generations from David to the Babylonian exile, and then 14 generations from Babylonian exile to Joseph, right? So he traces that history through. So the Savior of the world will come through the Davidic line, right? So that's what's being referred to. He says, well, David's kingdom will last forever. Of course, it lasts forever through Jesus Christ, the descendant of David. And the psalm continues in verse 6. We're only going to do a couple more verses here. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord. Right, the heaven. So again, Jewish cosmology. There were a three-tiered heaven. There was the heavens that was the sky, like where the rain comes from. That was separated by the firmament, which separates the second heaven, which is where the stars and the moon and all that. And then there's the third heaven where God resides. But it doesn't distinguish which heavens here. The heavens, all of them, everything, all of creation, praise your wonders, O Lord. Your fidelity or your truth in the assembly of your holy ones, right? So we think of the assembly of the holy ones. Today we think about the holy sacrifice of the Mass, where we're gathered as God's people in worship of the living God. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord? Or who is like the Lord among the heavenly powers? Right? Now, the previous translation said, who is like the Lord among the sons of men? But this translation, which is more, again, more accurate to the Hebrew, says heavenly powers. So that means both all the created realities of angels and of human beings as well. A God to be feared, or again, honor, reverence, respect, and the counsel of the holy ones, great and awesome to all around him.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.